As the wind whispers mysteriously through the great mountains called the Himalayas, a strange group of people are led by an old and wise Tibetan guide through remote and twisting mountain passages.
All right, everybody, take five.
Commissioner.
Yes.
You can stop for a while.
Have we arrived?
No, it's just a rest break.
Miss Helfinger.
Yes.
Do you think there really is such a place called Changwila? What was that?
It was our old Tibetan guide. He's carrying a gong.
Oh. What was I saying?
You asked if I thought there really was a place called Shangri-La.
Yes. Do you?
No, I don't, Commissioner, but Daryl Frantic seems to think so.
Of all the places in the world to shoot a movie starting The Winged Warrior, why Shangri-La?
Because the cost of Tibetan labor is very cheap.
Oh, and that's why he has chosen...
Commissioner, let's call it something else because I'm getting a terrible headache.
Fine. Suppose we would refer to it as Philadelphia.
That's...
All right, everybody. Up, up. Stay together.
And so, once again, Daryl Frantic's company of players resume their trek through the remote and jagged rocks of the immense mountain passages until several days later...
Miss Helfinger?
Yes, Commissioner.
How far is it to the top of the mountain?
I'll find out. Winged Warrior.
Yes, Miss Helfinger?
How far is it to the top of this mountain?
Gee, I hope you and the Commissioner aren't getting tired of pulling the wagon, Miss Helfinger.
No, just ask.
Adele?
Yes, Winged Warrior?
Would you ask Mr. Frantic to ask the guide how far it is to the top of the mountain?
Gosh, Winged Warrior, I'd really love to, except Mr. Frantic fell asleep.
Oh?
I think it was the rocking motion of the wagon.
Oh.
However, since I speak fluent Tibetan, I could ask him myself.
Okay.
Como está Tibetan, guide?
Huh?
Ken Stu Radin Tibetan.
Oh, hello, hello.
Oh, good. A fuss a fodia each you may.
A fuss a fodia each you may, oh boy.
Oh, really?
What did he say?
He said as soon as he figures out where he lost the trail, he'll let us know.
Wow. So our hero group finds themselves lost high in the mountains of Philadelphia, a bleak, hostile land that's closed on Sundays.